You know, one of the things that I discovered as I talked about, you know, the situation here at the University of Akron, just finding out what a great spot that we're in right now. You know, you look at when I came in about 2 years ago and, you know, what I was tasked with in terms of, you know, stabilizing the university and collectively as a team and as a university, you know, we're in a much better place now than we were 2 years ago. You know, great relationships, been able to build bridges, you know, roll out new initiatives. Another thing was the world of fundraising. And you know, we're seeing, you know, great increases in fundraising and donations, a lot of excitement with things that we've been able to do. You know, you look at enrollment. Our enrollment is increasing on the quality side. You know, last year on the incoming students, you know, it increased there as well. And we've been able to roll out a whole host of new and creative initiatives that, you know, are now in place. Yeah, you know, really, it's from a personal standpoint. It's from a reflective standpoint. It's, you know, in terms of, you know, family, you know, what works best for our family. What a lot of people don't know about our family is when we came to Akron, our youngest son was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, which is a really rare form of pediatric cancer. Fortunately, you know, he's doing very well. But, you know, as you talk about, you know, the level of energy that you expend and really reflecting on, you know, what is the most important, I mean, those are things that play factors as well.
Of course, there's the $20 million deficit the university is facing. I'm guessing that it may have been a factor. There's also the situation at the College of Polymer Science.
So in terms of the financial side, I mean, you know, we have a plan in place. You know, we continue to make progress along those lines. You know, an exceptional team here at the university, you know, constantly works on that. And we continue to make inroads on the financial side. You know, in the world of polymers, it's really interesting because if you really look at the facts that are there, you know, what you'll see is 6 or 7 years ago in our College of Polymer Science and Polymer Engineering, we had 31 faculty. Today we have 30 faculty. And I actually have two ongoing searches right now. We just had a new professor that joined us in January. And so, you know, at the end of this year, assuming that those searches are successful and we've had great people here on campus, we'll actually be bigger now than we were 7 years ago. So contrary to the reports that are there, we're actually investing heavily in research. In fact, this year, you know, despite our financial challenges, we're looking to invest. We're looking to take the university to the next level. And so it's really been all about research. Three hires in polymer this year, you know, five hires in engineering this year. We're also hiring two full-time faculty and three non-tenure track part-time faculty in the world of math to support our engineers.
And when you head back to be a professor, any chance you might be interested in becoming dean of the law school?
Having been dean of the law school once before, I mean, we've got a great dean, and you know, I've spoken with him and have all of the confidence in him as well. You know, from being a professor, I absolutely love the classroom. You know, whether I've been dean, whether I've been president, I've tried to find unique and creative ways to teach. And so, in fact, I'm actually taking 25 honors undergraduate students to Japan over spring break. So that's my spring break. We're teaching a course, me and the dean of the honors college, called the Global Lawyer. And so, you know, really excited to teach, to engage, to write, because it's always about students.